not Robin Coomer. 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4. Anything you need, man, I'll fucking pay it back.
You know what?
how many idiots can in here saying the same kind of bullshit? Like, I got little kids coming here every day. Max, if I were you, I'd get the fuck out of here right now.
I did 3 years for you, Max. Everything I did for you, you're gonna get me up to. You're gonna get me up to.
Can you feel this?
I mean, go ahead and shoot. I got so much radiation in my body right now. You're probably getting a little sick yourself.
You really dying?
I'm fucking dying, motherfucker. That's what I said.
Oh. See this? It's over. Put the gun down.
Put the gun down! Put the gun down! Get out of here!
Tranquilo, eh? Okay?
Listen. I've been looking for someone to take a job for me.
But no one here had the balls!
You said you'd do anything, right?
Max.
Is here for whatever, we hijack him.
Fuck that.
Okay, relax. It gets like much worse. Forget his watch, forget his ride, forget all that shit. This is what you take. Organic information right out of his head. Now I'm talking about bank codes, passwords, login data, access to billions. All you have to do is plug into his brain, download the data into yours with this baby, and bring it to me.
This is crazy, Max. Come on.
Once we verify the data, I'll give you a one-way ride, all expenses paid. Even throw in some snacks and a drink. Now, all I have to do is walk into a house and use the map bay. And you're cured. Sandro, build the surgery. You know him?
Jesus Christ.
I'm good.
Actually, you seem all weak and fucked up, so you know what? I'd have.
Damn. This is crazy.
Please
get out of here, please. Listen to me.
What am I gonna do?
I'd have them install this. A third generation exosuit. We hook this into your nervous system, and it'll make you strong as a droid. You're already under the knife, right?
Let's get out of here, please.
I want a four-man team, but I pick them.
I'm sending my own data wrangler. Brain-to-brain data is real tough.
Okay, but I'm taking Julio. He gets a ticket up there, same as me.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll go get the boys ready.
Wait. It's gotta be John Carlyle.
The CEO of Armadyne Carlyle?
That's the mark.
Secretary Delacour, Mr. Carlyle has arrived.
You are here to persuade me to renew our Armadyne contract, yes?
Astute as always.
Come with me.
Nation. Friday morning is here. We're Radio Valencia.fm, broadcasting straight from the Mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia, 24 hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In space. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at RadioValencia.fm. Find out how to be in front of the scene, behind the scene, in the middle of the scene. Live and direct, my name is Farco. Radio Valencia.fm. Music from all over the universe. Be part of that universe and send your music to bands at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at RadioValencia.fm. So much music, so little time. We had a lot of music up in that set, guys. You heard Foreigner live, guys. Over 30 years ago, 33 years ago. Amazing. We also had music up in there. Song is called Blind Ear Boogie. And the band was called Comite Hypnotize. If I'm pronouncing it right. Comite Hypnotize. We also had a clip from Elysium. Elysium. Matt Damon grows up in the barrio. What happens when he's the first kid from the barrio to go to space? Find out on your next adventures of Elysium. You think of the barrio? Think of the blue eyes. Matt Damon's blue eyes. The music up in that set. So much, guys. So much. We had Annika with Abyss. We had NJ State of Mind Interlude by Marco Polo. We also had some Greg Sparrow with Showgirls. With Mono Neon and Robert Sput Seawright. We had Blanc de Blanc. I apologize for the intro dub. Amazing. And we start off the whole set with new music, guys. They haven't put out if to my knowledge, music in over 10 plus years. And that band is called Chevriel. And the song was called Tar Terrace. That's right. And they got a new song for your ears. Just came out, guys. I'm telling you. I think they're from France. Chevriel. C-H-E-V-R-E-U-I-L. Chevriel. Chevriel. It's two guys, I believe. It's just guitar and drums. That's it. No vocals. And they just rock out. They probably work at a cafe, you know, but, I mean, there's no buts to it, but they just keep the music going, you know. The shifts are long, and you can't record as much as you want to, you know. It's a full-time job, guys. You got a full-time job? Maybe. Some people don't. Some people are retired. God bless you. You deserve it, you know. Whatever you want. Some people are still trying to find their big job. So wherever you're at, keep on rocking. The art still lives on. You could get it if you really want it. What they want is for the big man to go long today. That's right. You never hear Long and Falco in the same sentence, but today you do. Falco goes long. I'm going till 2 p.m. today. I'm subbing for DJ Mark and his show Drop the Charges, man. You know, DJ Mark just got so many things going on, and he needs to take care of those things, and he's right. And he let me know this yesterday. He's like, yo, cover me. Can you cover me, Doc? Can you cover me, Doc? I was like, you know I got you, DJ Mark. You know I got you. So DJ Mark returns next Friday, every Friday, from 12 to 2. With the show Drop the Charges, spinning soul, blues, wax. That's what's up. Whatever you want, whatever you need. I'll be here till 2 p.m. going into overtime. I'm gonna be hitting buckets. I'm gonna be hitting sacrifices. Sacrifice flies, I mean, guys, come on. I'm part ass to get off my ass, you know. But we're here just hanging out. And you want to notice something here? You want to see, you want Fargo on the street all over the area? Santa Cruz, San Francisco, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, Morgan Hill, Gilroy. I'm touching my feet on the streets, guys, constantly. I'm all over. This is just in the last few days, big dog. You know? I'm all over the place. And it is not stopping. You know? Palo Alto. Alum Rock, White, Alum Rock connects. What does connect to? Alameda. What does the Alameda connect to? El Camino. What does El Camino connect to? San Francisco. I'm all over, guys. I'm walking the streets. You want to know something about what's going on in society? I could be one of those voices. I'm not saying the spirituality or anything. I don't know much about that. You know, if you want spirituality, I could suggest a couple of my spiritual advisors. I got a couple. David Stolowitz. You know, or Leon the Professional. You let me know which one, you know. They're both ready for your fortunes. You know, but I can't do that. What I tell you is what I see. What would I see with my eyes? You know, and I could tell you, when I walk these streets, the Bay Area, I can't talk about New York. I can't talk about L.A. So right now, I'm talking about the Bay Area. Oakland, SF, Santa Cruz, San Jose, everywhere in between. With just my eyes this week, you know. Here's what I noticed, is that when there is a war going on, the bar is full. Repeat, the bar is full. That's what I noticed, guys, just and all over. You know, I do stand-up, and I do shows from theaters to little dive bars. All over, man, and I notice about all the bars right now. There's people inside, big dog. It's not a slow night, I'll tell you that. It's not a slow night, you know. The bar industry all went like this when they started dropping bombs. They went like this. Yes, you know. The bar has people, and they are drinking. Oh yeah, there's reason to. That's what I noticed, and that's what I noticed in this last week or so, and from other times. It was just one of those connections that I noticed really, you know, this past week. I was like, oh, I noticed this, and then I remembered the last time there was something going on, and then the last time something going on, because, you know, that's how much I go to bars. I just go to bars to drink club soda. That's it. You know? And it's because I don't want to drink no more. That's it. You know? Man, I gotta buy something at the bar, right? It's a bar. It's a club soda. You gotta buy something. Especially if you're cool with them. I was, you know, some shows, you know, you go to a comedy show regularly to perform, but you don't ever get a drink, right? It's a comedy night that you go there and you don't get a drink, and you kind of just go and perform and maybe hang out or just leave, whatever, but you stand around. I've done where, like, dude, I gotta get a water and then at least tip the bartender so I'm not an a-hole, you know what I'm saying? Dude, it's the bartender in me, you know what I'm saying? If I get a drink from the bar, I tip. I don't care if it's just water, and I don't care if I'm doing a show there. Some people will go, hey, I'm doing a show at this bar. I deserve this drink. I deserve this piece of food. You know? I deserve. And, you know, a lot of people think that way, but hey, when you used to bartend and you bartended and you're at the bar, you know, just to me, you know, I remember all the times people have done that to me too, you know, they just ask for a water, but they tip. I mean, you should, if you get a drink from a bartender, you should. You know, but nowadays, nobody has paper money. You know, everyone's different, but that's just me. You gotta give something for the bartender, especially if you go there. There's one thing, if like it's just a one and done bar, you know, But like, if you're regularly going there, drop the guy some cash. I remember telling the bartender, I feel bad, I never get a drink in here, so I'll take a water, and you know, I tipped her kind of fat, just for all the times that I was there not doing anything, you know? You know, bartenders are usually cool. I always say people like their bartenders either really hot or tough looking, but, you know, semi-nice. Just nice. You don't have to be like talkative. If anything, dude, when you know not to talk, the tips are coming. Trust me. When you don't recognize the person, that's a plus, guys, sometimes. You know? If they're alone and you recognize them, that's a good thing. If they bring like a partner, don't recognize them. I remember that being a rule. I noticed that. So, like, if they came alone, I go, hey, Jack, what's going on, man? What can I get you? And then when, like, that same guy came with his wife, I just act like I didn't know him. So, I really appreciate that, man. I don't know if you did that on purpose. I was like, yeah, I learned a long time ago. When they bring their wives, you know, you don't want your wife to see you. Hey, this Jack over here is always at this bar, you know, standing on the tables, buying everybody drinks, man. Is that Jack? He likes putting his face on my chest. Okay. You know, but that's what I learned, guys. And that's just what I have to say. You know, that was my... I like being quiet. And then I like talking. They'll ask you something. You gotta give them more than... You know, it's that way. It's cool. You gotta know when they talk and when to shut up. And you benefit more when you shut up, man. You're not the star. You're the god. But you're not the star. Remember that. But a bartender, I used to like making some drinks. I mean, in my early bartender days, I used to like wanted to be, you know, like one of those guys, those mixologists. And spinning bottles, and my dumb ass one time was spinning a piña colada bottle practicing. I wasn't even good, and I broke it and it splattered everywhere. You know, I don't know many tricks. I know the straw, where you light the straw in the empty alcohol bottle trick, and what is it called? I think they call it a redneck rocket. I think that's what it's called. I know how to do that, you know. And I know, and you want to be a good bartender? Pour heavy. Everybody likes, you know. And again, you got to do it to the right people. It's almost in a way like poker, you know. You got to know how to read the person. You know, and you never know. Even if you read a person, and you kind of act accordingly, you still might be wrong. You know, I was trying to. I remember. I thought this guy wanted to talk. Came, sat down, and then I remember. I said, hey, I said, you having a good day or something like that? And he's all, what do you mean by that? I was like, oh. I think I said it was something like along that line, and he took it really personal. I don't know if I said that. I said something where he took it like an offense. What do you mean by that? And then I said, nothing. And I got quiet. And then there was a little quietness between us. And this is the line. And this works for me a lot. This is the line that gets me back. Usually. It hasn't failed me. How about that? you know, like an awkward exchange. It's quiet. And when it's quiet and you don't know what to say, he's not saying anything. My next question, I got it from a movie, goes, you believe in angels? Right? I think I got it from Half-Baked or something like that, man. But that's the line, guys. And this guy answered my question with his eyebrows up, like he was just so excited. You know, I don't know. It almost gave him hope. I was surprised, man. You know, it's like the Floyd Mayweather. You got to do that the way he boxes. Like, you know, he maneuvers his body. So when if he gets hit, he goes with it. And then he turns it into a punch. Real quick, like a counter. That's how it's got to be, guys. You know where you say you want a Shirley Temple? Everybody laughs. When you're at the bar and you say, well, you want a Shirley Temple, there's a smile on everybody's face, man. Trust me. My calculations are right. Big shout-outs to all. Bartending. Whether you're in a hotel, dive bar. I've bartended at malls. I've bartended in homes. I've bartended in barns. I've bartended in parks. I've bartended at St. Francis High School. In the gymnasium. And I was making those drinks hard, man. I was inspired, man. It was like something came over me, like the high school me. I was in the gym. They're doing some reunion and I'm pouring drinks. And then it's like my adolescence came out. I'm like, whoa. And I started pouring heavy drinks, making adios, motherfuckers. I made some strong ass dirty martinis, man. You know, I'm pouring dirty martinis, and then all you're hearing is like bleep, 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 bleep. I was drinking under the table in the high school. As I was pouring scotch for the principal, I was having fun, man. It was like your dreams coming true, being able to drink and serve drinks at a high school. And it was a private school. I think that's why they got away with it, because it's a private school.